here's a story from The World.
And for a bit of good news from the natural world, take a listen to this. Those sounds were produced by the shell of a conch, and not just any old conch shell, this one is 17,000 years old. It was found in a cave in southwest France in 1931, but only recently did scientists figure out it was used to make music, revealing it as the earliest known conch horn. Gilles Tosello from the Research and Studies Center for Prehistoric Art at MSHS Toulouse was on the team that made the discovery. Hi, Gilles.
Hi.
So just for fun, I pulled out my tuner, and it tells me these notes are B, C-sharp, and C. Hard to know whether the chromatic scale was on the minds of people 17,000 years ago, but the concept of making music that far back, is it surprising or not?
No, it is not surprising. Of course, music already existed since 20,000 years, because the most ancient wind instrument we have dated up to 35 or 40,000 years.
But to be clear, the notes, the tones we just heard, those came from this particular shell, 17,000 years old, correct?
You're right. They were produced by the original shell, played by a professional musician. He tried different notes and produced that sound. It was a sort of artistic choice.
So what do you think the sounds made by blowing through a conch shell were used for 17,000 years ago? Was it entertainment or something more practical?
I would say something more spiritual, more maybe religious, because the shell was discovered during excavation at the entrance of a cave with cave art inside. That means paintings and engravings of animals, geometric signs, humans.
For decades, apparently, the conch was thought to be a drinking vessel. What made you change your mind that it was for making sounds or noise or music?
Because one of the co-author of the study noticed that the tip of the shell is a huge shell, more than 30 centimeters long, almost a kilo weight, and the hardest part of the shell is broken, and it's almost impossible to be broken naturally. Then we looked closer, and we noticed, in fact, that there were some hits all around the edge. And then inside, a small hole has been drilled from the broken edge.
So the sounds we heard a moment ago, you say that came from a professional musician. Have you and the other researchers, though, had a chance to kind of play a few notes on this conch?
I tried, but it's pretty hard. It's also hurting the lips because the broken edge is very rough. If you try to blow inside, then your lips hurt. It's also, you need to be trained. It's like playing in a trumpet.
Why the skepticism, though? Because aren't there a lot of connections over time to making sounds with the conch? Like Steve Touré, the trombonist, is actually better known for his performance on the conch and his research into how more recent societies used it.
Exactly. That's what we are planning to do now, to maybe a complete replica of this original shell. Because what is missing is probably the mouthpiece to protect the lips of the musician. Otherwise, it's almost impossible to blow inside.
It is pretty remarkable. What was it like when you made this discovery?
I was completely, you know, surprised, and then I had a big emotion, especially when the musician played these three notes, because I just realized that nobody was able to play that instrument since 17,000 years. It's like being the first to hear that since that time.
Gilles Tosello, one of the scientists who made the discovery that a 17,000-year-old conch shell was actually a musical instrument. Gilles, thank you very much for telling us about this.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.